recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. It's your government. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you.
It's a mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto, that's a mandate too.
Jordan Harbinger is going to come in a little bit later on. We love Jordan. I spoke to him in a little bit. Nice regular. Always brings some insight to the show, so we'll talk to him. Drew, what's on your mind? What's
Download
going on?
Pluto TV right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, Pluto TV.
That's on my mind.
Say hi to them. And what else are we missing here,
take
Drew?
Take a call, shall we?
All right.
Let's do it.
We're going to start at the top.
Yeah.
Alex, 21 Chicago. Alex?
Hey, Adam. Hey, Drew.
Hey, what's going on?
Thank you for taking the call. I'd like to say thank you for everything you guys do. And Adam, mostly thank you to you because you helped me out get me out of my funk of just not figuring out what the hell to do. But now I know what I'm doing and I know how to continue it.
How did we do that? How did we get you out of your funk?
Well, I first started complaining to you guys about bikes and how people are just not, well, being able
to... Oh, you're calling from Chicago. Bicycle. Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and now I'm volunteering at a school showing kids how to maintain bikes and properly, like, maintain it and ride bikes in the city.
Yeah. Cool. Look, you know, the thing about life, we get way too caught up in money and things of that nature. You need that sense of purpose, like Drew says. You need to feel like you're going somewhere. You need to feel like you're doing something. When I was poor as shit, when I was building stuff and working with tools and up on my feet and could step back and look, see what I did all day, I felt pretty good. I mean, I realized, you know, this is not going to be a great career in terms of you like race cars and when we can do buy a race car and go rent. You're not going to be able to race cars or do what you want or, you know, have a big house for yourself or whatever. It's a financial decision. But a good day of putting a deck on a house or something, I felt pretty damn good after that day. It wasn't about the money. It was just about the sense of
accomplishment.
Accomplishment, yep. Yes.
So, Alex, good. You got going. That's great. You were living at home, last I remember, too. Is that still happening?
Yes.
Okay. Is that working out okay?
Everything's going good. Okay. Just got on the dean's list from college last semester.
Great.
Yeah.
What are you studying?
Psychology and human services.
Nice.
How to blow the dean.
How dare you?
Yeah.
All right. Good. And look, you just keep building on those little successes and accomplishments, and you keep moving toward the light. Call us back in another couple of years and give us another happy update. It ain't rocket science, people. Just kind of internalize as much as you can, get out there and start moving, and you'll be fine. Hey, Mike, 52, Indiana.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Question about stem cells?
Yeah. I've got an 88-year-old dad. He lost his wife, well, obviously my mom, about 7 years ago. Kind of lost hope. But what I was really getting at, he doesn't want to do anything to help himself. Specifically, what we're talking about, his knees are shot. He's a very proud man, so he doesn't use a cane. He's falling, and almost out of desperation, I said, what about stem cell treatment? And he perked up. Dr. Drew, what is your outlook, or what is your opinion?
Well, first of all, so stem cells, so far all we've gotten out of stem cells is a very potent anti-inflammatory effect. Though there are some cardiologists using stem cells. I did a podcast on this, if you could figure out which one it is, Dylan, where they were using it in heart failure. And we don't know if it's the anti-inflammatory effect that had the benefit or something else. But for orthopedics, these anti-inflammatory effects are quite profound. Now, the first thing that's happened, Mike, is you need to find out why he's falling. Is it because his knees are giving out, or is it because his the eyes are giving out, or because he has a back problem, or just because he's debilitated from aging. I mean, doing something to his knees may do nothing. So you have to first find out what's going on. But if he wanted the thing, I would think the first thing to get would be platelet-rich plasma, and not the stem cells. But these modalities, and there's just steroids you can put in right away, and then there's a gel that can be put in. There's all kinds of things to be done for his knees, other than operation. If he's not having anything done so far, there's a lot to be done.
Yeah, and he has done the steroids, and he's done the gel, and
okay.
He's done the numbing, I suppose,
yeah.
And none of those have worked.
Yeah.
And the reason I kind of got turned on to this is I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast,
yeah.
And he had, of all people, Mel Gibson on there. I don't know if you guys had seen that, but Mel Gibson's dad was like 90 years old at the time,
mm-hmm.
And Gibson was desperate, and he found a guy actually in Panama. Because some of the stuff he was doing is not FDA approved, but his dad is now, I think, 100, and he was on death's door. He was in a wheelchair. Now he can walk. He had congestive heart failure, and throughout this podcast, the doctor was talking about it works for MS, autism, you name it.
Well, that's a gross overstatement on his part, but there are some effects for sure. And the mechanism looks just like anti-inflammatory primarily. So, but it does affect. It does have some benefits. So I'm an enthusiast if it's in the right hands.
I think my dad may have just turned 88.
Hmm.
I don't know. Go on the internet, man. Find out how old Adam Carolla's dad is. Could he have been 89?
It's old.
Could he be of 87?
And you see how this is the part that people don't know. How do you, you know? How do you like the aging part? The aging is just miserable, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, my dad never did anything, but now he's really not doing anything. So he's doing less than his usual nothing.
Yeah. It's hard.
Hey, Josh, 39.
Hey, guys.
I got to say, it's paying dividends, because when they go, he was so robust and virile, he would light up a room. Like, my dad sat around a lot. So now he's sitting around more.
Yeah. Good.
So it's not as big a drop-off as most people. So it's good. Josh, 39, Boulder.
Yeah, yes. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was just calling to ask you about Judge Kavanaugh and whether, if you remember, Clarence Thomas 25 years ago had some sexual harassment allegations, and he was given a lifetime appointment. He's still on the court. And, you know, this is for the Supreme Court confirmation. And I was just wondering if you thought we made a mistake with him, and whether or not, you know, we would make a mistake with this new guy, younger guy, Judge Kavanaugh.
I don't know about all of Clarence Thomas's decisions. I remember I have a sort of a rule, which is when it's specific, I tend to believe it more. And the Clarence Thomas thing, I remember I was young, but I remember hearing, like, he put a pube on the Coke can. And then we're thinking, that's a bizarre specific. Like, it's not – when you're basically trumping up charges, you wouldn't go with pube on the Coke can. That sounds so out of left field and so kind of weird and more bizarre than it is sexual, although both. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I remember –
do you remember the Long Don Silver? Do you remember that Long Don Silver thing?
I remember the
talking about his –
yes.
Yeah.
I remember that. But I remember is thinking he was like a porn star, like a black porn star with a big dick, you know. And I could picture a guy saying to a girl, "Hey, man, you ever see these movies? That's how I'm built," or whatever it is. Like, that made sense. I'm placing a pube on your Coke can. Didn't feel like a great way to hook up with that gal, or whatever.
If I remember the story, it was that there was a hair, and he tried to make it seem like it was a pubic hair. Like, he made some weird reference about it. I think
now,
at least that's how my head put it together. Maybe I was just doing something
with
the information.
Well, now Dylan's going to have to look up the old Clarence Thomas
pube
thing.
But to be fair,
by the way, if it's that, if somebody said, like, oh, if I'm sitting with Gina Grad and she opens a Coke and goes, I'm going to have a hit off the Coke, and then goes, oh, woo, there's a hair on it, and I go, better hope it's not a pube, that's a joke.
Yeah.
Or, oh yeah, it took me a long time to get my pube there or right. something. That's I'm making a joke.
Right.
If I put it on it and handed it to you,
no.
then that's super weird.
I don't think it was that. But the argument there was that it was a hostile work environment. This was a work environment issue. Mm-hmm. This was misuse of power. This was sexual misconduct with women in the workplace, which is a very different sort of thing than what
I was really young back then, and I remember thinking, okay, this guy's done. And then I was like, who's this black guy on the Supreme Court? Oh, Clarence Thomas. It can't be the same name as the guy, because I was actually probably, I don't know, 15 or something then, so I was really kind of young. And then I was like, just today, I said, that's the same guy? I couldn't believe it that they actually confirmed him. So I'm just going to say they're going to confirm Judge Kavanaugh no matter what happens. And well, I think it's a bad message to send to young men who may be in college who think that pinning a girl down is bad behavior. Anyway, that's just my two cents.
Well, we appreciate it. Well, first things first, you say no matter what happens. I would like to see a history of behavior, not necessarily an event from high school. You said college. There's a difference, I believe, between being in college and high school. Just like there's a difference between being in junior high and high school. The further back you go, the sort of more forgivable things get because it's further away and you're younger. But I'd like to know if it happened. And then the other thing I'd like to know with anybody's personality is show me a pattern. Whether it's Clarence Thomas, I want to hear about all the people who he made uncomfortable in the workplace. Because when you do things and it's part of you, this is what you do, you do a lot of it. You do it at all the workplaces or all the situations. I want to know what the history is, or it's a factor to me. For instance, when they found Nicole Brown Simpson's headless corpse over on the steps of her Brentwood apartment condominium, the fact that there were calls of her to 911 screaming, he's going to kill me, from weeks prior to that, that is a factor to me. Versus, hey, I'm OJ and I'm 52 and I've never put my hands on another human being. I have different thoughts about who this person is and what this case is. Yes?
Yeah.
So Kavanaugh, you can go, oh, what he did was heinous. And then you can go, we don't know if he did what he did. But for me, from age 17 to age 53, I want to see some other behavior.
Yeah.
I want to know what's going on. Or if you're whatever in the workplace, I'll take it with stealing supplies. I want to know what you've been doing in between now and then. Yes?
Why don't we get Jordan Harbinger in here? He's a perfect person to have this conversation with.
Let's bring him in.
I agree. He's got a lot to agree. While we're getting him, I'll remind everybody about Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 television channels. While I'm doing this, download Pluto TV. Just go to the App Store, download it. You'll see 100 TV channels, thousands of movies. It's on demand. It's completely free. They never ask for a credit card, nothing. You don't even need to sign up. You just download the app, and that is it. Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV. What are you waiting for? Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices, including phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TV, PlayStation, anywhere else you stream. Check it out. And also check out that chassis channel now available. Is it 51? Channel 51 on Pluto TV?
501.
501 on Pluto TV. So do it now. You'll see it. It's a screen. Jordan, it's an amazing the Pluto TV.
Pluto TV.
I'm just very excited about it. They just the screen. You just go right in your phone, and the screen. Look at this. Is it like a satellite menu? It's just so much stuff.
And you can you watch what's on there?
A lot.
Anything and everything.
Watch. Boom. Hang on. Come on.
It's good pot.
And it takes us there.
Holds a boom. See? By the way, that's
isn't that crazy?
The porcelain Punisher's
billion channels
calling card is boom.
Boop.
Boop. Good to see you, Jordan Harbinger.
Yeah, good to be here, man.
The Jordan Harbinger Show. You can check that out every week on iTunes and Podcast One. Good to see you, Jordan.
We're talking about the law.
So yeah, I heard that. Jordan. I heard the pattern. Was that your bacon bag?
Yes, it is.
All right, holding it down with the bacon bag. Still on the bacon diet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Look at Phil's all in it now.
Yeah, Phil was trying to get in earlier. He was scratching at the door, and I thought,
Phil is not a real motivated Marine, but when he finds out there's a wall or a door between him and a bag of bacon, then all of a sudden,
so he wasn't motivated. He wasn't coming to see you. He was coming for the bacon. Is that why?
He was staying for the bacon. Yeah, he was coming to visit with the bacon and to see me. But now you can give Phil a little shot of bacon. Ooh, and then enjoy your
roast. He attacked that bacon.
Well, funny, we were talking the last show about the differences between my labs, because male and female. My old lab, Molly, the female, when you held food out, she would very carefully take it out of your fingers with her lips, like literally making sure a tooth never grazed your finger. Phil, go up to your elbow, take your arm
Phil
off.
Is like the Audrey 2 in the Little Shop of Horror.
Boom. Like he goes in. Right. So that's another difference. And speaking of consumption, you're enjoying another endless rant.
Yeah,
I see.
Endless rant. Whenever I come in here, I look in the fridge and I try to grab one of the beers that you have because I like them.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, likewise.
So what were we talking about? The law, Dr. Drew?
Kavanaugh, all that, you know.
Oh, my gosh. This whole thing. And it's painful because you got to tiptoe around the subject because everyone's like drawing these Anita Hill
analogies. The Anita Hill and then the blaming the victim stuff immediately or not supporting the victim immediately. People are very defensive about, reasonably so.
Sure.
But it's – you have to kind of divorce – I try to have thought experiments around it. Like what do we do with the flawed function of human memory?
Yeah.
What do we do with the decay and alterations of memory over time? What do we do when there's no evidence and one person says they were victimized and the other person said it didn't happen? What do we do with that?
Well, I don't know what the answer to this question is, but my feeling is if you look at someone like Harvey Weinstein or you take anybody who's accused of whatever, even a Louis C.K. who's no Harvey Weinstein, but it's like, your M.O. is, I want to beat off in front of chicks.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that's your M.O., Drew, you tell me. I don't think you go, you know what?
It's not a part-time practice.
I think I'd like to beat off once and only once in front of a scared chick into a potted plant. And then I'm moving forward with my life and my research.
Sure, yeah.
On diabetes.
You're next.
No, if this is something you do, look, if you're Weinstein, you're fucking Weinstein through and through, and once there's one allegation, there's a kajillion allegations. I mean, if you're a womanizer, you are a womanizer. I'm not saying Weinstein's a womanizer. I'm saying if your M.O. is I meet chicks, I bed chicks, and I move on to the next chick, that doesn't happen once. You're that guy.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
So my feeling with Kavanaugh is, are you that guy? Did you do this more than once? What is the history? I want to know.
But
what is now? Look, yes, go ahead.
We don't really know what happened. Is three kids drinking alcohol 40 years ago?
I get it. So you go, look, let's forget the benefit of the doubt. Drew, is there such a thing as someone going, this guy's a heroin addict? What happened? He did heroin once when he was a senior in high school. Yes. How old is he now? 53. True. Has he done heroin since? No. But I'm telling you, I know a junkie.
No.
It doesn't exist.
No.
You tell me if that world exists. Or no. I'm addicted to internet porn. I saw some porn when I was 17. I beat off. Now I'm 53. It's been a good run, and I'm looking to get back into it.
Don't expect us to believe that for
one
second.
Well, is there any – look, addicted to coffee, addicted to cigarettes, a behavior, whatever. If that's you
– that's you.
You don't put together 35 years of nothing.
Well, but that's not what they're claiming.
All right, but hold on.
Yeah, everyone's claiming bad outing. Got a bad day, but he intended to rape. I can read his mind. I know that's what he intended.
Right. Well, first thing, because I live on planet Earth, I want to know if, and I'm not saying there's not, I don't know, what happened between then and now? Were there other incidents? And then there's a time when he was in college at a frat party, and once again, he lured a girl into a bedroom. This time, he jumped on her and tried to cover her mouth. Like, I want to hear those stories. And if those stories are there, and as a pattern starts to emerge, then I can go back. Just like when I hear Nicole Brown Simpson screaming he's going to kill me and then we find her dead,
right.
I can start piecing together something. If you tell me there's no other stories and there's been no other situations, I can still say I still need to look at the first. It doesn't mean the first example didn't happen, but we're creating – essentially, we're trying to focus, something that's crazy out of focus. We're trying to get it in focus. And these are all things that are helping me dial my focus. Yes?
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And especially as things go backwards in time, and I think you mentioned this before, as things become decades and decades old and the perpetrator becomes younger and younger, you got to weigh that in there. I mean, if you look at one isolated incident that I did when I was 13, 14, 15, I look like an absolute criminal. There's no way I'm getting out of it. I'm going to be a terrible human being. It's not fair to judge people by that. And unless what they did is so horrendous that the stain of that lasts for a lifetime, which is possible. If you're a rapist, that stain lasts for a lifetime. But we don't know what happened. That's the problem. It's not like, look, we have them on video doing this, or we have multiple corroborations of that particular event. I definitely believe that something nasty happened when was he in high school or college when this happened? I don't know.
High school.
17.
So it's hard to even say, because when I look at things that I did when I was in high school, things that are just things you don't say to other kids, things you don't say to women. That is not who I am at all today.
Right.
And that's not who any of my friends are today. Some of the kids who were like Mormon kids in my school were like saying and doing horrible things when we were in high school because we were in high school. But nobody's like that now.
Well, Drew, can we say this as well? That people should know, and as we become, you know, 50 years old, we'll all be chicks, as we take a turn toward that, we forget about something. We as a society make some concessions for people that were out of their mind on drugs or under the influence of something, and then whatever behavior followed that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, alcohol. These kids were all on alcohol.
Right. Yeah. But I'm talking about a more powerful drug.
Like really drugs. Drug addicts. Okay.
No, I'm talking about hormones and puberty.
Oh, estrogen and testosterone. Yeah.
I do not think the average female has any idea what's going on inside the average male. Now, here comes a statement. It'll get me thrown off the air for good.
I'm here when you need me.
Here comes.
Drew, I'm ready.
We have talked ad nauseum about what's going on hormonally with women.
Yeah.
And I have a daughter. And she's crying. She slammed the door. You know, and I go, what are we talking about? I'm talking about moving into a new house. I told her, buy a sofa. And we got into it. It's like hormones. 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 Your wife, my wife. You know, this thing of like, oh, they're crying. They're slamming the door. They're whatever. And you're just sitting there going, what? What's going on? I'm trying to play it down the middle. I don't get what's going on. Someone will tell you. Hormones. And then you go, okay, I get it. This is taking hold of you, this hormonal thing. All right. When men start hitting their puberty, hormones take over, and it's powerful. And it's something we don't discuss. We don't want to use it as an excuse. But you are in the grips of something that I would say is fair. Fair to say that you do things that you wouldn't do when you weren't in the grips of this. Oh, what gosh. I can tell you what was going on in my head at 15 and a half versus 54. If I'm sitting around the pool and the girl's gone on into the changing room in the back, at 54, I'm going in the house and getting another beer.
Yeah.
At 16, I'm going to climb on the roof of the neighbor's garage and see if I can catch a peek of boobies.
Just the over top of the boob is fine. Yeah.
Just the top, just to check out.
Any piece.
Okay. Yeah. True. Hormonally, something is going on.
Yes, you're intoxicated. You're in testosterone storm.
And I'm making bad decisions.
Makes you crazy until you're about 28.
Right. And you're making decisions.
Terrible.
That are terrible.
Yeah.
That's why you shouldn't get married before your hormones take a nosedive.
That's a good point. Now, no one ever brings this up because they'd be banned from show business. But there is a factor that we need to discuss, which is young males who are in the grips of this are going to do things that are potentially dangerous.
Look, before the 60s,
and criminal, even.
We had all these social constraints. You treat a lady a certain way. You dress a certain way. You don't even talk about things like that. I mean, males were highly constrained by society.
Right.
And then we decided in the 60s, all bets are off, did not contemplate what that would do to adolescents. No one ever contemplated that. In fact, they were in denial about it. That's why, again, one of the reasons I did Loveline, because they were still in denial. that you could talk to adolescents about sexually transmitted diseases. Male, why would you?
Male wiring and female wiring hasn't changed, but what has changed is in the 40s and the 50s, you wouldn't throw a co-ed pool party where people were playing chicken on each other's shoulders.
You wouldn't wear a two-piece bathing suit.
Wouldn't wear a two-piece bathing suit.
Yeah.
And what? Right. Yeah. Okay. You wouldn't. All right. Point is yeah. You can't take high school boys, put them in a swimming pool with a bunch of girls in two pieces, and have them have chicken fights and not have them go insane.
Yeah, of course.
It's now, just we're not saying that we're excusing behavior that's outlying or that we shouldn't anticipate,
of course,
good behavior. But it has a level of danger associated with it.
I think
wouldn't you agree? Is it danger the right word?
Well, look, you have guys that are in the grips. Look, here's what I'm basically saying.
Yeah.
If sex or physicality or sexuality is food, you have one group of people that are starving and can't get enough, and you have another group.
Can't get any.
What's that?
Can't get any.
Yeah.
And you have another.
Speak for yourself, Drew.
You know,
just saying. That's the general thing.
No, of course.
You have another group that feels somewhat satiated, or maybe is hungry but not starving, or whatever. And we're just going to walk them through a kitchen.
Yeah.
And tell everyone do the right thing.
And make sure they don't. You're the same, and there will be no difference in the behavior.
Do not be surprised if you turn around and you see a guy grabbing a turkey leg, because they're insane, they're insatiable, and they're starving. Yeah. Right? All right. So yeah. First things first, let's just understand for our society, because this is what parents need to do. You need to understand the differences between what you're dealing with at 16 or 17 and a young female and a male. I saw guys do things that were insane. I mean, she's seeing another guy. We're going to her house. You know what I mean? Like stuff you would never do. Right. What do you think the guy fighting the other guy is about? Who would physically fight another guy over you did this, you were dating her, you were looking at her, whatever it is. All the stuff that we don't like, it's there. And so now we need to contain it.
All these, I think about this a lot, and I don't know why, but all these religious nuts from back in the day where they're like, look, we don't want to have... One of the Orthodox Jewish things is at weddings, you have the women in another room and they can dance and the guys are in another room dancing. And it's like, what? This is crazy. They knew.
Look,
they knew what was going to happen.
Mike Pence's policy, which everyone thought was so crazy. Whatsoever, like, but now they're like, oh, yeah, probably he has it right.
Yeah, although no one says he has it right.
Well, no, I've heard this conversation.
Well, yes, his thing is he doesn't go to dinner with a woman.
Right.
And
it's not his wife, yeah. Unless she's there or something. Unless she's there.
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah.
Right. That's not his wife. Well, obviously. Sorry, sweetie. You're in the mood for Italian? You're in the mood for Chinese? Knock yourself out. Yeah. You know we don't go to dinner.
It's my policy.
So an honest discussion. You know we always talk about honest discussions in this society?
Yeah.
An honest discussion about what is coursing through the veins of 16-year-old boys would be helpful, because there's no way to have this discussion without that discussion. Hormones and six-year-old boys.
And I'm going to say what I said a couple days ago, 16. Which was that period of history, they were being openly encouraged to act out this stuff, both the males and the females. I mean, it was considered sort of uncool if you didn't, like, get on with it.
Yeah?
It was very sick time. The 70s, ridiculous.
Right. All right, so
that's
as far
crazy.
As Kavanaugh
you don't know
goes.
Go read some Playboys. Go read some feminist articles in Playboy from the late 70s.
I grew up in the wrong decade. I grew up in the 80s.
No, it was bad.
You want to go mid-Coke, pre-AIDS. That's what you're looking for in a decade.
It sounds phenomenal.
Mid-Coke.
Mid-Coke and pre-AIDS.
That's what you want.
What's not to like?
That's the best.
Yeah.
Drew, as a physician, can you back me up?
It's my best. It's not just your best. It's my best.
Medically speaking, it's the best.
So, Jordan, what is your walk away with this? It's we have to find out what happened.
But we're never going to, I don't think.
You can't. It's impossible.
The
it's
only
impossible.
Thing we can do is figure out if this has happened 87 different times.
Oh, if it happened other times.
Even like four times.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Someone has Tiger Woods back fusion surgery. Mm. It's hooked on opiates. Has been hooked on opiates and wondering why. You got to question? I got an answer for this guy.
Why sleep is screwed up and comes up? Because your disease is active now, and you have to be very careful. You have to surround yourself with recovering people.
Hey, David.
Hello.
Yeah.
So part of that was right, Adam. Part of it wasn't. I'm not hooked on opiates. I've been off of them for a week, and I was on it for 2 weeks after the fusion surgery. I had one of the issues that Drew says or justifies getting back surgery, which is motor skills. My left calf stopped working.
Oh, that's not good.
Crunch did.
No good.
Yeah, so it was my third surgery. I got hooked on them in 06. I was on and off, you know, Norco for about a year, and withdrawal was brutal. They put me on Suboxone, which was a freaking nightmare to get off of.
Yeah.
And that made the withdrawal worse, in my opinion. I think Suboxone's a freaking devil.
It is worse.
But then I was off of them. I had a second back surgery in 2011. Same disc was blown out again. Did not have one painkiller that time. I just kind of, you know, just white knuckled it for a week, and I was fine. And then this time, fusion, you know, they cut me over through the abdomen. They went through the abdomen and kind of opened me up like an accordion. Uh-huh. It's a cool way to do it because they don't cut in muscle tissue, ligaments, nothing in the spine. They basically give you a C-section and go in that way. So okay. My question is, I've been off the Norco for a week, and the sleep just gets so jacked up, and I'm wondering why that is. Then I got a question, separate question about youth football. Go ahead.
That is opiate withdrawal, and it always messes up sleep. It's one of the most sort of sensitive part of the withdrawal syndrome. And you were on it long enough to reawaken your condition a bit, so make sure you have lots of recovering people around you. Your thinking is going to be off. Your moods are going to be off. It's all kind of gets going again.
That's the thing is it hasn't. Nothing has been off except sleep.
Okay.
I feel completely normal.
Well, that's good.
That's
a blessing.
Yeah, it's a blessing. It'll be better. It'll take 2 weeks about all you'll have of that, maybe four at the most.
Youth football. So I coached for 4 years, coached two of my boys, and I'm wondering, Adam, if Sonny came to you and asked you to coach football because he's been talking about playing tackle football, would you coach if they needed a coach?
I would.
Good.
The goddamn flag football, the fucking coach stands out on the field with them all day, and they'll get in a circle, and then they run a non-play, and I'm like, to keep explaining to my wife, like, this isn't football. Like, what's the coach doing? He's 12. What are you doing on the field? Get off the field, call a play, signal a play in, and execute a play. They run these plays where the coaches on both teams just stand out in the middle of the field. It's such a sign of the times.
Gladiators. Yeah. Get them in there.
Why do they do that? To make sure that nobody gets hurt, or is it just – I don't understand.
They don't trust the kids to do it themselves. This is the problem.
It's flag football. You can't mess it up.
Kids need to do stuff themselves. They need to fail at it. They need to try it. They need to struggle with things on their own.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking with John Height. Are you familiar with John Height?
Jonathan Height,
yeah,
yes.
He was on my show. He was on the Jordan Harbinger show last week.
Social scientist, the coddling of the American mind.
Yes. I read that book, and it was so interesting. Because at first glance, you think it's a bunch of guys – complaining about how kids these days, right?
No.
But then you read that and it's much deeper. The problem is we, and I'm probably preaching to the choir here, of course, but when kids go to college, this is their time to build a thick skin. Oh, she doesn't like you? Life's not fair. That's supposed to happen in school, but it's a small community. Maybe there's social consequences for her, so she's nice to you. Not so in college with 50,000 students at a university like Michigan, whatever. But instead, it's like, well, I felt... my, you know, this emotional reasoning, I felt like what Adam said was a microaggression against white males.
Then they look to an adult to save them from...
I'm calling the dean, and now you're in trouble. Right. And I don't care if you're in a position of privilege. Right. It's your privilege that made you act this way towards me, and now I feel ostracized, so you're in trouble.
Everything we've done in every direction we've gone in the last 20 years has been wrong. I've been the wrong direction. Your impulse is wrong. Your impulse to make everyone feel good, your impulse to help everyone, your impulse to have every kid be up on the podium and be a winner. All these impulses we have are wrong. They're not for raising kids. It's basically like saying, I'm in the mood for a donut, so a donut must be good for me. No, you're in the mood for a donut, now no donut.
Yeah.
That's what life is. And this thing is like, how could it be wrong to make this kid feel good about himself and feel like he's a victor? And why should there be any losers? This impulse.
That's not life.
It's all wrong.
Yeah.
It all hurts, big picture. It's all in the moment of, oh, I'm enjoying this donut, but it's this is not a way of life. This is not going to work. And we're not helping anyone, whether a parent or a dietitian, to act this way. And there's no substitute for just hard work.
Well, here's what's really scary. Because I asked John Hyatt, I was like, hey, look, so what? So some kid gets out of college, he gets into the workplace, and he goes, hey, you know, the boss had a microaggression. I feel like I'm blah, 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 whatever. Everyone else shuts it down, right? And he goes, well, yeah, now. But in 10, 20 years, what happens when the majority of people are acting like this? What happens
the bosses are feeling the same way.
Right. Yeah. What happens when 67 out of 100 people are like, well, that was a microaggression? Then the whole world, the whole culture anyway in America starts changing where you can't – there is no voice of reason. The voice of reason is this minority that's like, are y'all seeing this? And everyone's like, yeah, you're wrong. And it's like, am I taking crazy pills now or what?
Yeah.
Jordan Harbinger is the name of the show, The Jordan Harbinger Show. New episodes every week on iTunes and Podcast One and the website, jordanharbinger.com. I should tell everybody to go to Chassis. There's two S's and a Y there if they want to see a whole bunch of shows racing related. Watch that Newman doc or watch the 24-Hour War. Uppity will be up there soon. You can pre-order that. And live shows everywhere. Go to adamcarolla.com. See where we're coming to a town near you. The Producer's Guide, new podcast on Podcast One. And also, it's every Thursday on Podcast One and wherever you get your favorite podcast. Jordan?
Go to drdrew.com, get the family pod. Listen, look for that Opium series on audio. It's coming out soon.
Always a pleasure to see our friend Jordan Harbinger. Until next time, Sam Kroll for Jordan Harbinger saying mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally, when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free and do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.